is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The head of the World Health Organization has called for global solidarity in the fight against the new virus that has emerged from China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that there were worrying signs the world was not heeding the call to support those in China who are helping to fight the outbreak.
There are warning signs that the world is not hearing the call for unity and standing in unison with those at the epicenter in China who are saving lives and alleviating suffering.
Tedros said a WHO mission team is set to land in China over the weekend. Dr. Michael Ryan, meanwhile, the executive director of the WHO's emergency program, warned against politicizing the epidemic. Ryan was responding to claims from a White House official that China had lacked transparency in its handling of the crisis. There might be a truce between the United States and the Taliban in Afghanistan. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A senior U.S. official says the United States and the Taliban have reached a truce agreement that will take effect, quote, very soon and could lead to a pullout of American troops from Afghanistan. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to discuss details ahead of an official announcement. The person added that the agreement for a 7-day reduction in violence to be followed by the start of all Afghan peace talks within 10 days is very specific and covers the entire country, including Afghan forces. The developments come as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met in Munich with Afghanistan's president. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey continued to send reinforcements to northwest Syria Friday as Ankara-backed rebels shot down a government helicopter west of Aleppo in Syria's northwestern Idlib region. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said on Friday that Turkey had deployed around 6,500 soldiers to reinforce existing units in northwest Syria, as well as 1,900 military vehicles since earlier this month. Turkey's military has sent additional arms and troops to Idlib on its southern border to confront a push by Russian-backed Syrian government forces to retake the country's last major rebel stronghold. The battle for Idlib is at a crucial stage of a war that has killed hundreds of thousands of combatants and civilians, made millions more refugees in their own country or overseas, and fractured the wider Middle East since it broke out amid the Arab Spring of 2011. French President Emmanuel Macron suffered a setback on Friday when one of his closest lieutenants, Benjamin Griveaux, pulled out of the race to become mayor of Paris. As Lucy Fielder reports, the decision came after Griveaux was alleged to have sent sexual images to a woman who is not his wife.
A Russian dissident artist has published screenshots of online sexting between Griveaux and a woman, saying it exposed his hypocrisy. Griveaux hasn't denied sending the messages. At 42, he is one of the so-called Macron boys, a clique that helped propel the former investment banker to the Élysée Palace. He was central to Macron's plan to control the capital and build a Parisian power base for his En Marche party. Griveaux was already struggling, though. Recent polls put him in third place. The incumbent mayor and a leading rival have backed Griveaux in the row, saying his privacy should be respected.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. The U.S. Defense Department sent Congress a request to shift nearly $4 billion from the military budget to pay for a wall on the border with Mexico. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
$3.8 billion that was supposed to fund the F-35 fighter aircraft and other military programs is going to be spent on the wall.
Border security is national security, and national security is our mission.
Speaking in Germany, Esper was asked about a comment by Texas Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry that the diversion of funds runs contrary to the constitutional authority of Congress.
The action we took is legal under the law. I think it should be no surprise.
The Pentagon indicated more such actions could be coming.
That's Ed Donahue reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.